Preparation 4. Exercise 1. Listen to the short exchanges and answer the questions. Number 1.
When did you start dieting, Ken?
I haven't actually. Why, do I look like I need to?
Oh no, not at all. It's just that your pants seem a little loose.
Number 2.
You certainly seem to work a lot of overtime at your office, Jane.
That's true, but I don't mind the extra hours because the work is so stimulating and challenging.
Number 3.
My apartment needs some improvements.
What exactly did you have in mind?
I'm not sure. I may paint it a different color. But what I really want is to change the sofa and the table and chairs.
Number 4.
Why were you late for class this morning?
I set the alarm clock for 7 o'clock, but it didn't go off. It's the second time this month it's happened.
You need to get yourself a new alarm clock.
Number 5.
You're not going out in that, are you?
What's wrong with my new coat?
When you take it off, everyone will see your shirt is creased.
Number 6.
There's bound to be ups and downs. You can't expect a kid to be top of the class all the time he's in school. It's something to keep an eye on, sure, but it's not something to go over the top about.
Absolutely. Billy shouldn't think all we care about is academic performance. The thing is, I get the feeling there's something on his mind. It's not just the marks. It's the fact that he's lost interest, even in drawing. He used to do that on weekends, but I haven't seen him pick up a pencil for weeks.
Do you think there's something bothering him?
I think there might be. He's still chatty and all. But sometimes it's like he's in a different world. I'm going to ask his teacher about it when we go in tonight, just to see if she's noticed a difference in his behavior.
That's not a bad idea.